Hello, this is Cynthia, and I wanted to do a review of Meg Cabot's Princess Diaries. I first read this book when I was in seventh grade, even though it came out in the mid to late 90s. It's a story about a teenage girl named Mia who lives in Greenwich Village with her mother, and she finds out from her father one day that she's a princess. Well, isn't that every girl's dream come true? We also get to meet a lot of her friends, like Lily, who's very domineering but still lovable. Lily's older brother Michael, who plays a significant role through the rest of the entire series. And we also get to meet a new friend of Mia's, who she makes about a third of the way in the book, named Tina Hakim Baba. Now, I especially love this book because, like I said, it's every girl's dream to find out one day that she's a princess. But Mia is also the type of girl who's very unique, very understanding, and she's real. And Meg Cabot really showed that in her writing of the character. I was very impressed. She went on to write nine more Princess Diaries novels, and then she wrote short in-between books, like Princess Lessons or Perfect Princess. And you really could see Mia's story through her freshman year of high school, all the way through her graduating and deciding on what college to go to. And it was just really nice to grow up with Mia. I mean, I started reading her books when I was in seventh grade, and by the time she finished, I personally was midway through my college career, so I kind of aged faster than Mia did, but that's the nature of the beast that is being a writer. Meg Cabot really puts this unique voice into all of her books, that really makes the reader love the characters, love the surrounding, and just love being in the book with them. And I'd highly recommend The Princess Diaries to anybody, boy or girl, and I'd say they should start it when I did. In middle school, because then you can deal with the exact same problems Mia was dealing with, and you can understand where she's coming from with her kooky parents, her kooky grandparent, Grandma Jay, and also her friend. It's a pretty good book, and I highly recommend it.